This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. So I'm talking with my brother, who has lived in Portland since he graduated from college. I asked him his opinion of what's happening to that town. Well, he began by telling me the homeless problem was just the start of the downfall of Portland, and everyone thought it wouldn't grow to be the out-of-control problem it is today. He told me that he has no interest in being anywhere near downtown Portland for any reason. It doesn't matter where you park, a homeless person will ransack your car, break windows to see if there's anything inside, and it costs you for money when you return to see the destruction. After several instances of this, he simply refuses to go downtown anymore. How about the riots going on right now? Unbelievable, he said. It's been going on night after night for almost 2 months with no end in sight. He, along with many of the business professionals he associates with, are starting to look at the possibility of moving out of that city that's been his home for the majority of his life. That is a sad situation. But the riots continue unabated, and now they've spread to Eugene. Yep, Eugene was on fire Saturday night as rioters took to the street for who knows what reason this time. I found it interesting that Antifa was on social media trying to raise money to bail out those that had been arrested and actually succeeded in doing so. That is just crazy. The Black Lives Matter movement is fading in the rearview mirror as these new mobs are now mostly Antifa and various other groups simply out to create mayhem and destruction. It is just sad. Then there's the news. It's bad news, and oh, some more bad news. And politics? Unbelievable how crude and rude politics have become. Some of the things being said by our supposed leaders in Congress are simply astonishing. The vast majority are outright lies, and the venom with which they're delivered is something one would never expect to see here, but more in a third world country. Then there's the economy and the COVID-19 effect, which has absolutely collapsed most businesses. COVID-19 is simply a bad situation that seems to get worse every day. It seems one day we're told this, and the next day we're told that, and there never seems to be any consensus about what direction we need to take to get this situation under control. So what exactly are you supposed to do to keep your spirits up and feel good about the world? That's a good question. Seems to me it all boils down to family and friends. When you hear the laughter of your grandchildren or bond with your children over a project, or even see the big smile on your friend's face or have a pleasant conversation with your coworkers, well, that makes life a bit more tolerant. I've grown to hate the term we're all in this together, but we are. And with the help of family and friends, we'll persevere. That you can count on. It's only a matter of time. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.